Most of the time when we mention Syria on this program, we go on to discuss Middle Eastern politics and international tensions. But Syria is also home to one of the most prestigious musical conservatories in the Middle East, and over the years it has trained thousands of talented musicians in the intricacies of both Arabic and European classical music. But musicians the world over have trouble finding that dream gig, and as independent producer Reese Ehrlich reports from Damascus, it's especially tough in Syria.
First-year music student Ali Ahmad steps nervously up to the marimba. The university's piano accompanist nods her head, and the performance exam begins. Ali and others are taking their end-of-the-year exams here at the government-funded Higher Institute of Music in Damascus. He must perform on a total of 5 European and Arabic percussion instruments. Ali walks up to play an African drum called a djembe. The professors on his exam committee call out various rhythms for him to play. Out in the hall after the exam, I asked Ali how he thinks he did.
Maqbool, maqbool.
Well, acceptable.
Ali says after graduation, he plans to find work outside the country. Another percussion student, Hassan Labad, expresses no doubt that he'll find work inside Syria after his 5 years of university-level schooling.
I want to work in the orchestra. I want an academic work, music professor.
But unemployment among educated youth in Syria is estimated at 50%, so it won't be easy for skilled young musicians like Ali and Hassan to find work. There are only about 200 jobs in Syria's top orchestras, and students often have to compete with their own professors for the same jobs. To meet that competition, I stopped by the Solhi Al-Wadi Music School in Damascus and found a group of professors rehearsing their classical Arabic band for a performance the next day. Teachers at the Solhi Al-Wadi School provide top-notch music education for children ages 7 to 18. But even with a full teaching load, they earn only $15 a day. School director Juan Carajoli says his professors have to moonlight, usually holding down at least 2 teaching jobs and performing in half a dozen bands.
In the end of the day, you see them finished in all the ways, but they have to live. And by the way, I'm the conductor of the Syrian Orchestra of Arabic Music, the biggest one. I have to work.
Earning a living as a musician is not easy in any country. Grads from prestigious American music schools also have a hard time finding permanent employment. But Syria faces an unusual problem. The government provides higher education virtually for free. The country produces thousands of highly trained professionals every year. The Syrian economy can't absorb all the skilled violinists and oud players. Some of the best musicians go overseas. Others, well, end up headlining weddings and restaurants. Performing in a restaurant, keyboardist Said Horer says he graduated from a 2-year music academy in the northern city of Tartus. He studied oud, a type of guitar, and other classical Arabic instruments. Today he plays electric keyboard, with the keys reconfigured to sound like traditional instruments. But the band plays Arabic pop, not classical music.
I studied classical Arabic music at my music academy. I wanted to become a classical musician. That's part of our musical heritage. But it's much easier to find work as a pop musician. We have a good band and get a lot of work. I make a decent living as a musician.
Bandleader and vocalist Elias Seriani says there's no shame in playing restaurants and weddings. He says one of the most popular songs he sings is called Ask the Beautiful Woman.
It's a song about a woman who stood in front of a religious man on his way to pray at the mosque. That's when you hear my imitation of the call to prayer.
Sariani has a successful career performing popular music. He's lucky enough to make a living and follow his artistic passion. Despite the odds, many students at the Higher Institute of Music hope for a similar measure of success. Second-year student Mazen Hamza officially studies classical Arabic music, but he has another passion.
Jazz.
I know Arabic music, but I really want to play jazz.
Achieving his dream could prove to be a particularly difficult challenge.
True, there's not much of a jazz scene in Damascus. You have to play in small specialty bands, mostly at people's houses.
But like musicians all over the world, Mazen is determined to follow his musical passions. Earning a living, that comes later. For NPR News, I'm Reese Ehrlich.